Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Members of the House congratulate the Honorable Grantley Adams on his appointment to the Caribbean Commission. On this day, December 15th, in the year 1950, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported that the members of the Barbados House of Assembly congratulated the Honorable Mr. Grantley Herbert Adams on his appointment to the Caribbean Commission as the commissioner. According to the report, the appointment of Mr. Adams was made on the fourth conference of the commission, which was held in Curacao. Mr. Frank Walcott commenced the congratulatory speeches and stated that he felt a, quote, certain measure of gratification and satisfaction, end quote, at the appointment of Mr. Adams and Mr. Bustamante of Jamaica, whom he added were, quote, undisputed leaders in their respective assemblies, end quote. Mr. Walcott further added that, quote, at this stage in the West Indian history, it was a good prerequisite to the formation of any West Indian Federation that these two leaders should be elected as members of the British section of the Caribbean Commission, end quote. Some of the other members offering their congratulations were Mr. Wilkinson, who added that he hoped that with all the responsibilities Mr. Adams already had, this new appointment would not be, quote unquote, putting too much on him. Mr. Edie Motley also offered his congratulations, but was concerned that the opposition in the assembly was not properly notified of the appointment. Speaker of the House of this particular session of the assembly, Mr. Arenthal Lewis, also added his voice to the congratulations. The appointment of Mr. Adams to the Caribbean Commission was no small matter, as the commission had its birth in a number of regional and international issues of the day. The Caribbean Commission was formed in 1945, but had been inaugurated by the British and United States as the Anglo-Caribbean Commission in 1942. The aim of this first commission was to support economic and social cooperation in the Caribbean region, especially in the aftermath of the 1938 riots in the West Indies and the Damien Moyne Report, which was partially released in 1940. Historian Howard Johnson, in commenting on the findings of the report, pointed out that the, quote, details of the commission were so horrendous that the British government only published the recommendations in 1940 and withheld the bulk of the report until 1945, end quote. The advent of World War II increased the concerns of Britain and the United States about the West Indies, not only from an economic and social perspective, but also strategic, as German U-boats were increasing their activity in the Caribbean. It was therefore decided to add France and the Netherlands to the Anglo-Caribbean Commission, and it was renamed the Caribbean Commission in 1945. One of the major outcomes of this new commission was the establishment of the Harrison Point military base in St. Lucie and six other American military bases in the British West Indies. In return, the United States gave 50 destroyer warships to Britain to help in their war effort. The Caribbean Commission was dissolved in 1957, and by 1958, the short-lived West Indies Federation was launched. The words of Frank Walcott, that the Caribbean Commission was, quote, a good prerequisite to the formation of any West Indian Federation, end quote, were indeed prophetic.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.